Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
I'm trying to tell you the truth, but the truth, sometimes it hurts.
Right.
It hurts people and they don't want to hear that shit, but
50 Cent has been going at Diddy for years.
It's a little fruit pop.
I told you you can't trust these Puffy done killed Tupac, man.
And he isn't stopping anytime soon. Even in tough times when Diddy needs mercy the most.
The singer Cassandra Ventura, known as Cassie, today filing suit against ex-boyfriend Sean Combs.
50 goes even harder. But the question is, what did Diddy do to 50 Cent that made him hate him this much?
He told me he'd take me shopping.
50 Cent has always trolled Diddy for asking him to go shopping. In 2003 at Chris Lighty's wedding, Diddy popped the famous question. And to say it lightly, 50 didn't really like that.
I looked at him like, what'd you just say? Let me move, man, before I do something. You're going to make me mess up the wedding.
You're telling me we got to kick it in. He's like, yo, why don't we like go shopping or something? I mean, like, I pay for it. And I was like, what the f*** this n***a just say?
Diddy has responded to the shopping rant, and he actually thought 50 Cent liked him, and there was no beef.
You did the same thing to him. You asked him to take him shopping.
Yeah, I thought he needed some clothes. What? I'm a nice guy.
Although 50 Cent isn't the only rapper Diddy has asked to shop or party, and 50 isn't afraid to talk about it either.
That's why I won't be going to the puffin' parties. He can hug you from the front and the back at the same time.
He recently posted a picture of Lil Baby at a party in the Hamptons, and 50 had this to say. See, this is why I don't go to no party puffing them at. What is going on here? Get off my young guy. At this point, the beef between 50 Cent and Diddy was only getting started, and what happens next would be the first time we see real hate from both sides. But first, let's find out how 50 Cent and Diddy even met in the first place. Before 50 Cent really took off in the mainstream, he was bubbling locally in New York. People knew he had talent, especially Diddy.
What song did you write for Puff?
The Not Guilty and a Filthy, come on.
Oh, the G-Dep joint?
Yeah.
You wrote that?
Yeah, I played it. Hey, yo, call me, I run this city.
Send the cops, DA, defense to come get it. With 50 Cent writing hit verses for Diddy, you might ask yourself, why didn't Diddy sign 50 Cent? He met with 50, but didn't want the trouble that came with him.
Yeah, I saw Yale said that you were supposed to sign the Bad Boy.
Like I told you, we sat down with Diddy. We sat down with, but he knew he wasn't going to sign with Diddy. He knew. Right.
They knew I was talented. They just looked at it and was like, I don't want all of the stuff that comes with him.
50 Cent seems to have known Diddy didn't want him and accepted it. That's why it makes more sense. The beef really began after this.
Diddy didn't let it go through.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason it didn't go through.
In 2005, Diddy and Mace were having issues at Bad Boy Records. And because of this, Mace made it known he did not want to be there. 50 Cent, being an opportunist, wanted to get Mace on G-Unit. It seemed pretty close to happening, as 50 Cent was promoting Mace and working with him closely.
G-Unit, rap is more fun when everybody got money. It was a different vibe.
At the time, G-Unit was the hottest group, and 50 Cent had recently recruited Mobb Deep and MOP. Mace seemed eager to join 50 Cent and G-Unit. In a 2005 MTV article, he was quoted saying, "He knows I don't want to be there," Mace said of Diddy and Bad Boy Records. "It's nothing personal, I just don't want to be there." Diddy was asked about the possibility of Mace joining G-Unit, and he even said that it shouldn't be a problem if 50 wanted to buy out Mace. It all seemed like it was going to work out for everyone. Diddy wanted everyone to be happy, but that was until 50 Cent heard how much money Diddy wanted from him. And at that point, 50 knew Diddy was toying with him and didn't want him to have Mace.
So was it? Was there a number talked about?
Yeah, I was like, what you looking for?
How
for
much
that?
You want?
He said $2 million. I'm like, Mace ain't worth $2 million with $2 million in his pocket.
50 Cent knew Diddy had wasted his time and money, and now he was mad. That's why he responded with a diss track called The Bomb. Got me motherfucking running around. This travel fees, you know, airfare, tail space. As time went on, 50 and Diddy became friends again, but that only lasted for a little bit. Because when 50 really began to have a true hatred for Diddy, was after he decided to work with his enemy, Rick Ross. In 2007, 50 Cent featured Diddy on his hit song, I Get Money, the remix. That year, 50 Cent was number one on the hip hop Forbes list at 150 million, with Diddy in third place at 34 million. Some saw this as 50 Cent doing Diddy a favor musically, as he was cold at the time. That, and it seemed 50 had left Mace and their issues in the past. Bow nose, but Diddy did it. Cars, jewelry, and big homes, yeah, Diddy did it. Shootouts, coastal beef, yeah, Diddy did it. 50 and Diddy seemed to be close again. And Diddy even joined 50 Cent on his insane trolling adventure, where he brought Rick Ross's baby mama and their kids to Floyd Mayweather's house. But in the footage, Diddy seems a little awkward with what's going on, and it may have been for a reason. That reason may have been the fact that Diddy decided to switch teams and make music with Rick Ross, and eventually become his manager. I'm a photographer's dream, count cream as my chain swing. Anyone who aligns themselves with 50 Cent's enemies automatically becomes an enemy to him.
Just street culture in general. Like, if you befriend someone who's my enemy, you're my enemy too.
Right.
This is one of Diddy's biggest mistakes in the beef, as after that, the war was officially on for 50 Cent. In 2014, 50 Cent became a partner and minority owner in a vodka company called F'n Vodka. If you follow 50 on social media at this time, you couldn't miss him promoting this brand. Diddy's brand, Ciroc, was a direct competitor to F'n Vodka. 50 Cent used this to his advantage, as well as a way to continue his beef with Diddy.
I think this is going to be a problem for Puffy.
50 Cent started the games by taking Ciroc boys, DJs who promoted the brand, from Diddy, and signed them to his brand, F'n Vodka. The list included The Breakfast Club's very own, DJ Envy, as well as DJ Drama, DJ Camello, and DJ Self as some names. Ciroc was still bigger, but 50 was doing a good job with promotion and taking Ciroc's promoters. In this Diddy interview on The Breakfast Club, you can see Diddy's friend take down his bottle of Effin in the back, reflecting that 50, he was making some noise. French Montana was also a face of Ciroc, and he would inject himself into the beef, although he didn't look good at the start. One of 50 Cent's Effin Vodka DJs, DJ Spin King, somehow got French Montana to say he likes the brand.
Hey, my man's here. He came by.
Shout out to Effin Vodka. That's kind of watered down, but I love it.
After finding out who the face of Effin Vodka was, he then threw a bunch of bottles in the trash.
That's how I feel about your boy. What the f*** is this?
50 Cent ended up responding with this legendary Instagram post about French Montana and Diddy.
Yo, I just seen a clip of French Montana throwing bottles of effing in the garbage. You know Puffy called him like, you said you f***ing like this. You f***ing too much.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
You wreck it out, don't you? You f***ing dummy? You f***ing playing? They f***ing putting us out of business, you better do something!
In 2017, 50 Cent ended up selling his stake in F'n Vodka for a reported $60 million, ending the liquor war. After that, in 2018, 50 go on to allege that Puffy is fruity and do some trolling.
I don't call him gay. I said,
Let me read it, Fifth.
Oh, my God.
Sorry I can no longer help you guys. Soon you will all be gay and happy. You are all now left under leadership of Puffy Daddy. Report to the nearest rainbow. Den of Thieves in theaters January.
Oh, that's what
Unfortunately, this is the year that Diddy's ex, Kim Porter, unexpectedly passed away. And 50 had this to say. Rest in peace, Kim Porter. I send my condolences to her friends and family. She was loved and will be missed dearly. I know Puff is hit right now. He loved her for real. Soulmate type stuff. Chin up, Puff. Positive vibes only. Over the next few years, there would be nothing too negative towards the beef. It actually seemed as if 50 and Puff didn't have any issues anymore. 50 sided with Diddy regarding his contract issues that he was having with Mace.
When he's pointing out the publishing, he's doing the same shit to the young boys now. Mm. Fabio, you know what I'm saying? Like it's there. Yeah. He's done the same shit that they do to you, boy. The fuck are you crying about some shit that somebody did to you and you doing it to somebody else? Right. Get the fuck out of here, man.
He successfully collected a debt from Southwest T of BMF from Diddy, and they even battled Comcast together as they both experienced some issues. Sometimes in hip-hop, rappers are beefing, and when time passes, a truce can be found. But in this rap beef, it wasn't one of them. Because in 2021, Diddy was seen dating 50 Cent's baby mama, Daphne Joy. Some may think 50 Cent would be really mad about this, and some might think he might not care at all. But as you would imagine, when this went public, he definitely commented on it. 50 Cent posted on Instagram that he had no issues with Diddy seeing her. Nah, me and Puff fight over business. If he liked the girl, he liked the girl. I don't care. But he couldn't help himself by trolling as he posted this picture with his son talking about his baby mama with Diddy. Oh, that's your mommy over there with Puffy, lol. Remember what I told you the other day? These people be crazy. Shake my head. Ultimately, even though 50 Cent had no real public issue, you'd have to imagine this is still fresh in his mind and something he will never forget. And probably had a hard time with in private, because I know he saw the Diddy stepdad jokes. But 50 Cent will never let his feelings get in the way of business. In fact, they're going hand in hand.
My power is me being in business situations and being the person with the least fear.
50 Cent has always been using this strength his whole career, but now 50 Cent is using Diddy's downfall as a master chess move. The year 2023 has been very busy for both 50 Cent and Diddy, but only one of them is probably happy with the outcomes.
Decades later, the man accused of plotting Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder made his first court appearance just 30 minutes ago. Here is video showing Dwayne Keefe D. Davis in that courtroom.
Keefe D. was arrested for the murder of Tupac Shakur. Keefe D. is someone Diddy allegedly used to be involved with many years ago, and he alleges Diddy ordered the hit on Tupac for $1 million. 50 Cent constantly posted about the situation as Keefe D. was arrested, and he would troll Diddy. In one post, 50 said, "Damn, so Puck got lined by Brother Love. LOL. Time to lawyer up. Stuff might get sticky." 50 also spoke out at a concert he was performing at.
Oh wait, maybe I said this to my brother because he got Tupac killed.
This isn't the first time 50 has said this. In 2016, 50 also had this to say.
I told you you can't trust these niggas. Puffy done killed Tupac, man.
But Diddy's 2023 was just beginning, because in November of 2023, Diddy's longtime ex-girlfriend filed a lawsuit against him.
The singer Cassandra Ventura, known as Cassie, today filing suit against ex-boyfriend Sean Combs,
which accused him of various things, including multiple forms of abuse. But only a day later, the case was settled with Cassie.
And just a day after music mogul Sean Diddy Combs was accused of sexual assault and years of abuse in a new lawsuit filed by R&B singer Cassie, word of a settlement overnight.
The rumored amount was $30 million. And of course, 50 Cent was posting it from the start, and he just kept going and going with no remorse for Diddy. Out of all the posts 50 Cent has made about Diddy, and yes, there's a lot, there's a few posts that show 50 Cent's game plan, besides obviously doing his regular trolling. 50 Cent knows Diddy is in a rough spot, and with Diddy stepping aside from Revolt, it's almost like 50 Cent smelled blood in the water, like a shark. 50 Cent wrote this on Instagram, "I'll buy that from you, Playboy, for the low, because you know Cadillac and AT&T gonna pull out. I'll give you a few dollars for it now. Sell it to me, then we can be friends. I'm serious. Call my phone." I think that we could be witnessing one of the greatest schemes ever, because even if Diddy doesn't sell Revolt to 50 Cent, which he won't, 50 Cent is poking more holes in Diddy's sinking ship. Charlamagne the God also stated this on his podcast.
"Why do y'all think that was a genius thing to post?
He's basically telling Cadillac and AT&T to pull out.
and telling people who the sponsors are. So if they want to harass Cadillac and AT&T, that'll happen.
And once the money comes out,
it's a wrap. This guy, man.
The second and possibly most important post is when 50 said this. Rapper, I thought Diddy was a billionaire music mogul. If he's smart, he will file bankruptcy now. Anyone with real money knows why I'm saying this. I'm the best producer for the job, guys. Here come the receipts. This may seem like another one of the many troll posts that we have seen, but we have to break it down. In the first sentence, 50 says, Rapper, I thought Diddy was a billionaire music mogul. The first reason 50 Cent said this is because 50 himself has said, when you get in trouble, they say rapper. When you do good, it's mogul.
I don't want that title. See, when you get in trouble, every time I get in trouble, I already go rapper, 50 Cent.
Yeah,
I
know.
Something positive happens, and you start to, anything that's coming with money's coming, yeah. They go, the mogul.
The mogul.
Over the years, Diddy has been called a billionaire music mogul, but now that he's facing allegations, he's a rapper. But for the billionaire part, made me thinking, yeah, we already know Diddy's a billionaire. Another possible reason 50 Cent threw this in there is because he could be trying to remind people Diddy is rich. And he knows that with the alleged victims from Diddy's past coming forward, it could cause more financial issues. The next sentence he says, if he's smart, he'll file for bankruptcy now. Anyone with real money knows why I'm saying this. The meaning behind this is, 50 could be alluding to the fact a lot more problems are on the way for Diddy financially. And if he doesn't have money, it'll be more difficult to pay. This would obviously be a bad look and put his company Revolt in a tough spot. He then finishes it off by saying he's the best producer for the job. As 50 has said, he wants to document a series on Diddy, and he says receipts are coming, possibly referring to more alleged victims. Either way, 50 Cent and Diddy have been competitors since the beginning, and even though I don't think 50 Cent has the same hatred for Diddy as a Ja Rule or Rick Ross, maybe he does, I don't know. I still feel 50 will never forget the Diddy stepdad jokes, and of course, he will never miss a business opportunity. Let me know your opinion in the comments, and do me a favor and hit that like button.